At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get up, it's a get up show.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says podcast. I'm Sean. There's Charlie.
Hi.
There's Maddie.
Hey, I got my microphone now. It's 97.
Cool. It is 97. Yeah. This is podcast number 97. We thank you so much for hanging out with us every week when we do these. Be sure you click a like and subscribe and stuff. And if you ever want to be part of the show, you can call 336-373-0987 and go to 987simon.com if you want to hear us on the radio or something. So this is a big day. This is Maddie's last day with all of his parts intact.
Well, there's only one key part that's not going to be. I'm unhooking the hose from the faucet.
So yeah, is it? Do they tie it up? Do they clip it?
Don't they just tie a knot in it so they can take it back out if you want?
I thought they cut it and they cauterize it in something.
Well, then how
I'll
do
know
people,
later?
How do people have it undone? Because Michael Scott on The Office got a vasectomy, had it reversed, got another one, and then had that one reversed.
I'm not a scientist, but I think
you're not.
You're going in for this major surgery and you don't even know what's happening.
He knows nothing about it.
I know the gist of it.
His wife told him to do it. That's all he needed to hear.
That is not true.
Pretty
we
much.
Agreed on it together.
Hold
Did
on.
You?
No, I actually was going to get it done a while ago. I'm done.
Do they cut? Well, do they cut or tie in a vasectomy?
God, can you imagine if I had a baby right now?
In a conventional vasectomy. Oh.
The doctor makes one or two small cuts in the scrotum to reach the vas deferens.
Yeah,
vas deferens.
The doctor cuts the vas deferens and ties off the ends.
Oh,
so
this sounds lovely.
It's both. They cut them and tie them in a knot.
Oh, I hope he does it with a nice, pretty bow.
It's the best of both worlds.
Oh no, got it. I wonder if it's going to be one of those things where you can smell burning.
Are you going to be awake for this?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, they don't knock you out for that.
Dude, this is.
I'm not gonna look at it though. That is for sure.
It's the craziest thing ever.
Down there,
that is real weird. You know what? I've been going to the doctor for 40 something years, and that is still something that is never fun. It's like, here, let me touch your genitals.
Well, this is like times 10 what they're doing to you,
oh,
man.
Oh, they're going inside of them.
This is terrifying.
Well, that you makes know, it sound like Star Wars.
You know, there's other ways to avoid having babies.
Yeah, that's not the thing.
What is the thing?
Well, there's a lot of personal stuff that we don't need to get into on the podcast.
Well, you brought it up.
Reasons. Yeah, on the surface, we don't need to get into the real nitty gritty.
Mr. Nitty Gritty over here, the king of nitty gritty, wants to get down deep.
You're not going to get gritty?
I don't care. Long story short is, the idea of having a baby at this point in my life is terrifying.
Oh, you know, sure.
And that is never going to happen. I am done. I have an amazing 15-year-old daughter. I have a 16-year-old son who I might have pushed too far last night when I accidentally threw one of his toys in the fire.
What?
Oh, God, this is a whole nother story.
What'd you throw in the fire?
So I'm sitting on the couch, and he had like a squishy, like, I don't know. It's about the size of a big grape. Like, he said it was a pig, but he kept putting it on my head. And he's like, it's on your head. And so I grabbed it and I threw it at the fireplace, like near it. And our fireplace has like one of those chain link covers. And so I hit it and he laughed and he comes back, he puts it on my head again. And I was like, let me try it again. And I tried to throw it and I got it in the plant.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, and then he grabbed it and put it back on my head again.
Did you warn him at any point, if you keep doing that, I'm going to throw your toy in the fire?
No, I thought the warning was the fact that I kept throwing it at the fire. Well, on the last one, I must have got the shot, the angle just right, because I skipped it off the ground into the fire.
Nice.
Why does Maddie's family sound like a bunch of cartoon characters?
Yeah, it's crazy over there.
Oh my God, it was so funny. He was so mad.
Well, can you describe the squishy pig?
I didn't really look at it. It was like
a blob.
Honestly, I didn't study it. I just, it was a little, like, I must have been some sort of vending machine toy. Anyway, needless to say, it went up quick. And he was like, oh no, my pig!
You know, it might not have been a vending machine thing. Those squishy things are so popular.
It
kids
wasn't
love
a squishy,
those.
But squishies are bigger.
They don't have
they?
To be. No, there's little rubber ones. There's different versions of squishy. Mm. You got your foam squishy. You got your rubber squishy.
This was like, it had the consistency of like the sticky hand that would walk down the wall.
That's a rubber squishy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we got some of those.
I hope it wasn't valuable.
Ask Dr. Squishy.
Yeah. Being someone who has to live with several hundred squishies, I know all about it. I know how many there are. I know what they smell like. I know if it's limited edition.
Well, here's a quick pro tip. If it ends up in your fireplace, it goes up real fast.
Neat.
Hey, very flammable.
You remember that pig toy that I found that time that had a secret message in it?
No.
Well, I found it again. You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
This is a little pig toy. It's about the size of my thumb, maybe. And it's got a little button on it. And you push it, and it says this. That's what the pig says. Are you digging that? You hear what he says?
He's snorting.
No. You don't hear what he says?
No.
You're not hearing the secret message? No. It's a toy. And you push the button, and it says... Buy toys.
Oh, come on.
Do you hear it?
No, it doesn't.
It does. Listen. Buy toys. You hearing it?
No.
Are you getting it?
Buy toys through a cheese grater.
Are you getting it? Listen, here. I'll play it for you slow. Wait, that ain't slow. What happened? Here's the slow one. You heard it that time, didn't you?
No.
Buy toys.
You're crazy.
And it worked. I did buy toys.
And this was the moment where Sean was having a toy speak to him.
Yeah, what else do I need to do? Hey, I'm at the store. Should I do anything? Buy toys. Okay, well, this is a gas station. They don't really have any toys. What should I do?
Burn it to the ground? What? What, toy pig?
That's not what he said.
You know how Maddie was talking? You were saying that Maddie was told by his wife that he was going to have this operation. It just made me think of, I was in the grocery store last night and there was this couple and they were walking and kind of talking to each other and stuff. And so they're planning on making some kind of a dish for supper. I don't know what the dish was, but I hear the lady say, "Baby, do you want shrimp in that? Because I don't think I want shrimp in that. Do you want shrimp in that?" And the guy goes, "Well, I kind of like shrimp."
He didn't want to say it.
He wanted shrimp in that so bad.
That is one of those things that I love. It's like, do you want this in there? I don't, but do you want it? So what's your answer?
Yeah.
Wow.
The smart answer is, no, I'm good with no shrimp.
Right. He came back with, I kind of like shrimp.
Can we get a side of shrimp? Just a little shrimp.
Giggling to myself.
Some people go all in on that. My father-in-law does that. He will forego anything that he likes or wants for his wife. And he told me, he gave me advice back when I was married. He said, you know how they say it's 50-50? It's not. It's 95-5 going in her direction. And that's how you do it.
Which is funny because you kind of do that. I feel like you do a lot of that.
I do.
You give and give and give and give.
Yeah, you're
give
right.
And,
you're right.
It's so sweet of you.
I am sweet.
Yeah.
I try to be good about that. I've had a problem recently where I forget, and it is really just me. I think I still have some COVID brain. That, or I just got real dumb all of a sudden. But I forget a lot of stuff. There's times where I'm like, I went out of my way to do this for you, honey. And she's like, you did it the opposite. I was like, wow, you made it worse.
So you think you do have the COVID brain still?
I don't know. I don't know of years of...
You did just have a birthday.
Smelling Otto's jacket or, you know, I don't know, but.
What about, do you still not smell good? Or did that all come back?
No, I'm cool. I washed.
No, did you get all of your sense of smell?
Yeah, smell well.
Yeah. No, everything else is fine.
Well?
I'm still in, for some reason, ever since my ear has been off. That's a weird one.
Huh.
My hearing's off.
Did you spill your ear medicine?
I did spill my ear medicine.
That might have something to do with it.
Yo, my glasses. But no, but I hate that when I go out of my way, I'm like, I'm going to make sure that I do this exactly how my wife likes it. Like, I know that she likes her chicken cut in tiny pieces, or I know that she doesn't like this kind of, like, I go out of my way, and it's like,
you guys fight about food a lot. You guys are nonstop fighting about food.
We are not fighting about food.
I hear it all the time.
No.
Food and vasectomies is all you guys do.
That is. God, it's like never ending at my house.
You know,
eating and sniffing.
You know, if you do have the COVID nose and you don't smell good, there's a trick that you can do. My sister, you know, still can't smell good. Uh-huh. I mean, she still doesn't smell good.
Yeah.
After the COVID. And so we were together for Thanksgiving and my daughter was eating an orange. I said, give me the peel from that. You take the peel and you squeeze it and get the oil out and hold that under your nose and it retrains your olfactory and you start to smell again. And some people even take a little piece of orange peel and burn it.
I heard that. I also saw there was a guy, he's a real thing. I thought it was just a thing from a They Might Be Giants song, but he's a super smeller. And he is helping to retrain people who have lost their smell.
How?
I don't know. And I guess the gist of it would be like, he makes them smell something and he goes, that's an orange. And then they smell it again. It is
how much are they paying him?
What? No. Wait, I mean, I don't believe you. I've never seen no orange.
All right. All right. To be completely honest, I just saw the headline. I didn't actually read the story. I just assumed
that's
how it works.
If this is a real job, I'm in the wrong business.
What's he called? A super smeller?
Super smeller.
What does a super smeller do? Let's see what she says to that. Come on.
We've seen that before.
Smells hard.
Remember the guy who sniffed new cars?
Yes.
There's a new car smelling guy.
Yeah.
He was like in charge at Volvo of making sure the new cars all
smell
right. Yeah.
Well, I just.
There's also super smellers who smell like stinky stuff.
Right.
Like feet and armpits for magazines. I don't know.
What? You have really hit your head.
There are people who can smell better than others.
Oh, I smell great. Really, I mean, I notice a smell before most people. It gets to me, and it doesn't have anything to do with the size of my nose or nostrils, I'm sure.
I'm sure it does.
See, I think my wife's like that. She's real. Like, are you real sensitive to certain stuff?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, so, like, if you got into, if someone's burning a candle.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or they have those plug-in things, those air fresheners that I call stink pots. That'll run me right out of here.
She said someone brought a box of, like, Bath and Body Works candles to the office, and she lost it. She had to, like, leave them outside.
Crap. That and, like, just walking into one of those places shuts me down.
Yeah.
I can't walk into one of those places.
Oh, I like them.
Mm-mm. Can't
jot it down for Sean's kryptonite. We can always take them out with some smells.
And there's that sweet pea lotion and body spray.
I don't like real flowery stuff.
God.
Unless I'm, like, in a florist.
Burn it down. I can't be around that stuff. Do you want to know how amazing crows are?
Pretty great.
We talk about crows way too much on this program.
I don't think we've talked about them enough.
Oh, I think we do. Anyway,
what's the last thing I said about a crow?
The thing about crows remember you, and crows like shiny things. And
they'll bring you treasures.
Yeah.
You teach them to bring you treasures.
Yes.
Well, that one little girl had good luck with that. They fed the crows dog food the same time every day. And then after the crows had eaten all the dog food that they left out, the crow would bring like an earring or a shiny rock or
a
bead
or a finger,
something like that.
Thank you.
But the other way around is if they feel like you've wronged them, they remember you and they warn their friends.
And like, then is that why they're called a murderer?
I don't know, but I feel like they don't like me. I'm cool with that. You know how I feel about crows. But I'm starting to turn. I'm going to have to move because the crows at my house know that I don't like them. And I took that baby bunny away from them and they were eating that time.
Oh, that's right.
And they freaked out. They were like screaming and hollering. And more of them kept coming and coming and coming, filling up the yard. They were going to show me something. But I didn't go back outside. I was like, no way.
I never saw the birds. Was it just crows in that or was it all birds?
It was all birds.
Okay.
But the thing about crows is if you don't piss them off, and you can live in harmony with them, you can teach them to talk. Did you know that crows talk, really talk?
Mm.
Hello, governor.
Listen to that. You couldn't tell that was
a crow?
Crow?
Good day. How are you?
But seriously, there's a crow. It, I don't know why, but I started searching, talking crows the other day.
Yeah.
And there's one that goes, yeah, all right, love. I'm all right.
I know they can count.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. That's good.
Mm. I only know about black crows. They can sing their hearts out.
Well, there's a crow on there that sounds like a siren. There's several crows that imitate the neighborhood dogs. They bark like dogs.
So do you think that you could win back over the crows in your neighborhood, or do you think that it's done?
Yeah, like, just start talking to them.
Like, what if you just got a bunch of dog food and like put it out as like a peace offering?
They won't trust me.
Give them shiny things, and then they can bring it back to you.
I think I got to move to make this happen. To get
You're going to have to find new crows?
Yeah. I got to go to a new town with new crows and new habits and teach them new words.
How can you tell the difference? They all look the same.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you make a generalization like that?
Well, I'm just saying. I look up in the tree. I can't tell if it's the same crow. They all sound and look the same. How do I know which crows it is? And how do I know if I've wronged
that
crow
versus
another crow?
You need to just take some time and have a conversation with one of those crows.
Yeah,
and
man.
You will look
I
at them completely different.
Rude. Governor.
So if you're thinking you want to do something different this winter, here's the color you should dye your hair based on your zodiac sign.
Oh, boy.
Now, are you Sagittarius?
Yes.
Okay, big transformations don't scare you, you wanderlust-driven Sagittarius.
Ooh.
You're free-spirited. You're down for pretty much everything, and you have a positive outlook. With all of your bubbly goodness, you deserve a hair color that's as playful as you are.
Ooh.
For this, integrating a multi-dimensional purple or blue into your hair.
I did that once.
Did you?
Yeah, you did a streak, didn't you?
I had the whole back of my hair was purple, but it faded too fast.
When was this?
Back
was it like
5 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh God, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now. Do you remember what my hair was like 5 years ago?
Exactly like it is today.
Basically, if you're a Scorpio, I'm a Scorpio. We have a badass, almost scary energy, and adding red notes to our hair is a great way to show it off. Striking color is not for the faint of heart.
Oh.
But you don't need a lot of it to create this intimidating look.
Then what about the red accents in your face?
I don't know what I can do about that.
When it gets real hot and real ornery in here.
You'll just look like a ball.
I think I should get some face ice packs because my face does get hot a lot.
Hey, fun fact, if you use like a wash-in shampoo and it says it's going to turn your hair red, it probably won't and will turn it pink. From past experience.
Well,
do what?
That's not from your past experience. Is that from your daughter?
No, that's my past experience.
Yours?
Thank you very much.
Did you?
Back
did you,
in the day.
Did you dye your hair pink?
I tried and it, I tried to dye it red and it turned out pink. And then I shaved it and I had these like cool, like it was like blondish, pinkish, huge.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I want you to do it again. I want you to grow it out. I want you to grow it out and dye it.
Have you seen Jared Leto in the House of Gucci commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be me.
So, now I can see hair because you didn't shave your head yesterday.
No.
And I can see the ring at the top. It's not as far back as you think it is.
Yeah, but then you see in the back?
Yeah, there's hair everywhere. You just... I don't know why you're afraid to grow that out.
Because it looks awful.
You never let it grow enough to see if anything would come out there.
I don't want to. I don't ever want to see that. I don't ever want my hair to be...
There might be hair there. It's just slow.
But no.
Listen, think about what's important.
No.
Think about what's important.
What?
I want to see that.
What Sean wants.
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay, look. Look, one day, when it seems like our time is almost done, I'll start growing it out for you.
But you won't know because I'm just going to drop dead. There's no time.
There will be no warning.
There's no time for this.
Oh, and then I'll be tormented forever of what could have been.
Yeah.
All he wanted was my hair to look awful.
And then when I'm dead, he'll grow it out like that long foxtail, and he'll have the worst comb over in history, and I'll never get to see it because I died waiting for it.
And you'll never get to see it.
I know. I'll be taking your hair from you, and I will glue it on mine as a tribute.
Oh.
That'll be nice. He has fantastic
hair. Just leave me
hair.
Washing instructions.
Hey, it's easy, man. You use less shampoo than you think you should.
You'll find me outside in the rain lathering.
This lather is so
this
huge.
This is what he would have wanted.
I can barely get my hands over the lather. It's so tall in the rain. Oh, my God. I've got to do that again. It's going to be warm in the next couple of days. We get a little rain. I'm going to do it. Have you ever done it? Have you tried it yet?
No.
I don't know. How many times I have to tell you?
No.
You're just not going to do it. Oh, if you're a Taurus, they say dye it green.
Green always looks like you've been in too much chlorine.
Yeah, I don't really
Or you're like a some sort of supervillain.
Green from never, Marvel movie. Yeah, exactly. Green never looks good. I don't think it looks good on anyone.
A Leo, go blonde. Virgo, lavender.
Nah,
Aquarius is multicolored pastel hair.
Mm, like a unicorn.
And Pisces, they want you to do that silver, you know, where people...
Yeah, where it looks old.
Prematurely gray and give you the wrong idea.
My ex-wife did that and actually turned out pretty good.
When she grayed her hair?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's grayed on its own or she... Well, no. Hey, I'm putting on her blast. But she's got gray hair now. It looks cool.
Is it still?
Yeah, it looks good.
But did she
have She used to dye red forever.
I remember that.
Yeah. She'd been all sorts of different colors. But yeah, the gray looks good.
I used to dye mine black. In high school, I dyed it black.
I dyed it blonde and burnt my scalp.
Did you?
I told that story, right?
I don't know.
I put so much bleach in my hair. It wasn't even that long. It was maybe about the length of yours, so maybe a couple inches.
Oh, yeah, that'll eat your skin.
And I put an entire bottle of Sally's Beauty Supply hair bleach in it.
Sally's Beauty Supply.
And I had, like, scalp burns.
Not really.
Like, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, scabbing. Like, real bad burns.
I used to have this guy, my hairdresser, Tim. He was great. He would buy me cases of my black dye. It came in little bottles about this size.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, you put it in, put your cap on, leave it in for a little while, then you go wash your hair with some color safe for dark dyes shampoo. And it would stay that way. And it went from black to like a burgundy at some point.
Dyeing your hair is much safer than bleaching your hair.
Mm.
Oh, I just knew. I mean, I went scorched earth on my head. Because but that was back when like Eminem was, you know, like the Eminem bleach was real big. And so, since I have dark brown hair, the first pass would always make me orange.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I would then go right back at it and just, I mean, put as much in it as possible and just... I mean, that explains a lot.
Do you think that's why you're currently...
both my grandparents on my mother's side were bald.
Your grandmother and your grandfather?
Yeah, Grandma Rao was real patchy.
It happens. Aww. It does happen.
She was real sweet, but yeah, I was doomed.
You got those toys from the year that we were born? Mine was... yours was a skateboard.
I was a skateboard.
Yours was the spongy Nerf ball.
Ah, rip off.
Just the ball.
These are the most popular things from the years that people were born. And if you were born in 1982, I remember it was the My Little Pony.
It was funny because going through that list, it was neat to see the progression of where I realized how old I was. So it was like, what did we say? Star Wars toys were like 1978. And then... what was one of the other ones?
It was Stretch like, Armstrong
Stretch
was
in Armstrong. It. Teddy Ruxpin was another one.
Yeah, you could see like, about when I started aging out of toys.
Yeah, and then too. I was like, where I was versus my sister. Mm-hmm. So like my sister is like 5 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And so it was like, she was really big, like the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah.
Although we kind of crossed over. I couldn't help it. I wanted one. I had a preemie.
I was.
Did you really?
I did.
I was still a little too old for those. I never had one.
How far back does this go? Like, what's the earliest?
It goes back to 1922.
Ooh, what was the big toy in 1922? I wonder if I have one.
The Tinker Toy.
Yeah, I have some.
Oh, wait.
Those.
No, it goes back to 1920.
All right, let's hear it.
The Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah.
Oh, it's possessed. Mm-hmm. Stay with me.
Annabelle. Lincoln Logs.
Was that an early one, too?
Yeah, that was 21.
Did you hear? The Lincoln Log Factory is really stressing right now because they can't get their stuff out for Christmas.
What?
Because you want to know why? The supply chain is preventing them from getting the little plastic doors and windows from China.
Oh,
they got all the logs
they've got
in
all
the world.
Logs, yeah.
Yeah, they got
you don't need that. Just build the frame.
I never had windows in mine.
I didn't know that was
No, I had like an open window, but I did have like the roof. The roof had plastic
the
girders.
Roof? The roof?
The roof is on fire?
No.
We don't need no water.
All right.
What else? Give me another year. I have to scroll. Those,
1937.
Okay.
Shout out some highlights,
too. Big list with lots of details. So, there was a sock monkey. 37, Monopoly.
Really? It's that old?
It's been frustrating families since then.
And nobody has ever finished a game. It's been being played since
1937. Oh, my God. That's the thing, man. You start those games and it's, oh, wow. Wait, so Thanksgiving, speaking of games, we played Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Let me just say, that is a great way to really get to the heart of things at your
family. It is. To really get to know people real fast.
Yeah.
I've never played that. What is the gist of that?
You wouldn't necessarily like it because some of the stuff is real graphic.
Yeah.
Like gross? Like
bloody? Yeah, like real gross. But it's neat. So it's like scenarios like, I can't believe that blank is red. And then you have to put in what you think would be the funniest answer to blank. You know, that kind of card. So, like, you lay down a card, and it's like you fill in the blank with whatever your card says. So it's like hamster wheels. I can't believe they're red.
That was on. You've lost me.
Well, he can't tell you because they're graphic and dirty.
Do you want to turn off the
edit yourself?
I can't.
Just put a different word where it goes. Come on, you can do. You're a grown man.
Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling blank.
Okay,
was one of the cards.
Okay,
that was the fill. No, that would be the fill in.
Oh, so my card fills in the blank.
Yes.
But then yours might be Smokey the Bear's fun juice.
Wang.
All right.
His fiddlesticks.
It's
Lincoln Logs.
It's a dirty game, but it's funny.
It's
if
really
you play
funny.
With the right people.
Who did you played this with your family?
Yeah. It's my wife, her brothers, her dad, and the boy.
I'm still uncomfortable with stuff like that around the grown-ups. I don't like stuff like
around
that.
Around grown-ups.
And I don't want to hear them saying words like that either. My mom told me to blank off one time.
Oh.
And I was like, what? You're my mom. What? I'm your son. You're not supposed to say those things. You're not supposed to say them at all. You're never supposed to say them to me.
Wow. Yeah, we have different conversations with our parents for sure.
No, I don't want to hear any of that.
My mom definitely uses those words around me.
That freaks me out.
She also sends me really good birthday cards.
Neat.
I specifically remember the first time I said it around my mom and my aunt, and I was just mortified.
Because you slipped up?
Yeah.
I try not to use the big one, but I'll use some of the littler ones.
Well, I was on the phone talking to someone, but I was in the same room as them, and I said, I'm so blanking full because it was Thanksgiving. And they both were like, but then they started laughing at me. But I was like, oh, God, I'm sorry.
How old were you?
Like 25.
Yeah, right? It's still weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't do it. I don't do those words, and I don't expect to hear them either. Not from the grown-ups. Mm. I don't want to hear any of that.
I love those words.
Of course you do. You're a salty northerner.
It's true.
You're a salty northerner.
A low-education, salty northerner who uses those foul words in place of actual intellectual things.
All right, give me some more toys.
We've got the Little Green Army Men from 1943.
Oh, 43.
That reminds me of Ted Lasso.
Let me go ahead.
Of course it does. When you had the Little Green Army Men, did you used to make them have believable injuries like chew a leg off or?
Kind of. I mean, like there was always the couple that you just, that didn't stand right or their gun would get all bent.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'd have to gnaw her off and then it's like, or yeah.
And then he would be like the Rambo of the group, the like ugly one that you tore up. He would come in and just wipe out the whole other army, you know, because he's the underdog. He's got one leg and a bent gun. Look out. Okay. This guy's going to take care of business.
He's good around corners.
The Frisbee was 1965.
Boring.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead into like when we were alive.
Okay, come on.
Kind of time.
71.
The Atari was 77.
Really?
The Atari 2600.
I felt like that would have been later, but I guess not.
Original. Too.
Rich people had that in 77.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got
rich
one that year.
Rich people.
Because my dad had to go to a different town to find it.
Oh.
Because they didn't have them in our town.
It's definitely 80s, but when was the Nintendo again? Because that was another one that I remember getting.
Wait, Simon came out in 79. Yeah, I went ahead to the Nintendo. Beep, where was it?
Beep, beep,
it was in 86.
86. All right, that makes sense. I was in grade? Fifth grade? Sixth grade?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in 1990.
I was already not playing with toys for a long time by then. I was on like my 17th job by 1990. Y'all don't know nothing about it.
All right, Grandpa, tell me more about walking uphill both ways in the snow.
I had four jobs at one time. Y'all don't know nothing about it.
Ooh, Tickle Me Elmo in 96.
God, do you remember like that? Yeah, we definitely were trying to get those for like radio giveaways and stuff.
Yeah.
I had one, like for me.
You had a Tickle Me Elmo for yourself?
Yes, I loved him.
Have you ever seen Elmo without his
fur? Yeah, I think so. I think he's in, what is it called?
Bigger than a bread box?
Chest. The cedar chest.
Okay.
Trunk.
Heineke.
What was your question?
Have you ever seen him without his fur?
It's terrifying.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like his, and this is a box. Like, he's hard in the middle.
Yeah.
You could really hurt someone
but
with
it's,
him.
It's his eyes.
It's his weird open eyes and his flat
and that mouth. Yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh, gosh. God. Remember the Tamagotchis?
Oh, yeah. The little
keychain that you had to keep alive.
What was the other name for that? Virtual pet?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Ah, I killed so many
of
those.
We were talking about the Furby again.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
they
that were talking one was about in 98.
It. And there, it was, again, it was my other brother-in-law was talking about how
Darryl?
They got one for, huh?
Your other brother-in-law, Daryl?
No, the other Daryl.
Oh.
How they got it for their daughter, and it was the same issue that I had where it would just talk randomly.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I think I still remember, it scared the living crap out of me because it was in my daughter's room, and I had the baby monitor going still. And I, huh. And like, I'm just chilling, and all of a sudden I hear like,
oh, that is terrifying.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, those things freaked me out, man. I had a couple of them. I ended up like hiding them.
Do you remember a toy called the Robo Sapien?
No.
Me neither. 2004.
Oh,
it was
a
remote control
like
robot.
A sharper image thing.
I guess.
I don't remember that one at all. I
haven't even heard of that.
All right. So who is this person that wraps the inside of their house with Christmas paper? I like that idea.
Some lady, and she has been doing it for like a while now, but she decorates and wraps with wrapping paper all the walls on the inside of her house.
Well, then you have to take like everything off the walls. Like,
yeah.
They
do it.
And stuff.
She says that it's like the whole family does it. It takes them like over a month to do the whole thing.
Jeez.
I mean, I'll bet it looks really neat, but remember like in grade school when your teacher would do that to the door
yeah.
of your classroom?
Yeah,
that's
totally.
That's all I can handle.
Yeah.
Hang to the door.
Maybe, and she does every room?
I guess, yeah. And you know what it made me think of too? It's like, you know how everyone talk about pranks where you like tinfoil everything
yeah.
in somebody's
yeah.
office?
Yeah.
That's another one. Like, that's a lot of foil. That's a lot of work.
But it is so impressive when it's done.
It is.
It is just hilarious.
I've never seen it in person.
I've been using tinfoil as wrapping paper lately. It's so neat.
I've done that. I did that when I was a kid a lot. We also used the funny papers.
Yeah, I remember that. But yeah, I had never seen anybody use the aluminum foil. It looks like a lunatic did it. It's like, here's your present.
You can't keep
oh,
it
I like
smooth.
That.
Yeah.
It's all crinkly.
Someone shared on Facebook. It might have been Simon. Because that happens a lot. I'm like, oh, look at this. This is great. Charlie, you should check this out. Yeah, I know. I shared it. it was a sign at a grocery store, and it was at the aluminum foils. It was like a free hat in every
yes.
box. Was Wait. That Simon?
I remember
it
seeing that.
Simon-y.
Maybe.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, I like that idea. I think that's a neat idea about using it as wrapping paper.
Do it.
Yeah.
You steal that.
Or you start saran wrapping everything.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Like, ooh, do a combo. Layer saran wrap and wrapping paper.
Now you're going too far.
Why?
Just join me in the fun of the aluminum foil wrap. You're going to love it, and so will whoever gets the present.
Yeah, it keeps prying eyes and thoughts out.
That's right. They can't communicate with the gift in there if you wrap it in foil, man. Everybody wins in that case.
That is true.
Yeah. I hadn't bought any new wrap paper this year either. See, I told you I'm so far behind. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you ever use other holidays, like when you're in a pinch? Like, have you ever used a happy birthday?
Of course. Well, it's happy birthday, Jesus.
I always have more Christmas than I do any other holiday. So usually it's going to be the other way around.
Yeah.
It's your wedding and it's got Santa Clauses all over it.
I've definitely done that. Oh, I did that I think it was my nephew's birthday. I was like, here you go. It's
happy Christmas
birthday.
Paper?
Yeah, happy birthday from Santa.
You could turn it inside out.
But I also buy more rolls without checking to see what rolls I still have. So, like, I bought two more rolls yesterday, and I'll probably get home and I have 10.
I know I'm running low, man.
I don't know.
Because I got some I've had for years. Bought one of those great big rolls years ago, and people would get used to it. Like, well, where's my present with the candy canes?
We know who this is from.
5 years.
Don't you hate, though, when you get a roll and you don't realize it, but it's that real, real thin paper
that
just tears it by looking at it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, God, I've got like six rolls of this flimsy crap.
You're trying to slide your scissors along and it keeps going.
That's why I need the wrapping paper cutter thing.
What is that?
I was trying to tell you about it earlier. It's a tube that goes over the wrapping tube and you just zip. Cut it. It's almost like the zippy thing that cuts a thing.
Yeah, you're saying words.
You know.
I can't describe it.
Good job.
That zippy thing.
Scissors.
No, it's like, okay, it's like
blade.
Scissors, but better.
It's a slicer.
Can you run with it?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks so much for joining us on podcast number 97.
Yes.
97.
Yeah.
We hope you'll join us next time, and be sure you click a like and subscribe. Next time, hopefully, we'll have some awesome phone calls. You missed the phone calls last time, Charlie.
Oh, I'm so sad about that.
Yeah, Dale called you two idiots, and he told us we don't talk enough.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, well, we were talking. Oh, we're too. Yeah, no, he was upset because he couldn't hear us.
Yeah, but it was on purpose. But let's, you know, we're getting off track here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I've got to go get wrapping paper.
I've got to get some oil. Yeah.
Final thought, Charlie.
Oh, goodness gracious. When you're... significant other asks you if you want shrimp in that, just tell them you want shrimp in that.
Maddie?
I just want to say goodbye to all my little swimmers.
There's still time.
You did me proud. Look, you got me one good one.
Where do they go?
You didn't get me any ones that I don't know about, as far as I know.
Oh, come on. That's an awful thing to say.
Well, it's not awful because I don't know about it, so there.
Well, there's still
time. Is
that
awful?
Still time for you to change your mind.
Where do they go? Do they dry up or do they
just
squeeze them out?
They aren't power packed anymore.
They go to little spermy heaven. Rest in peace, guys. Go to the Rainbow Bridge.
All right, next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. This is a Get Up Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.